Proverbs 10. The Proverbs of Solomon. A wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish and self-confident son is the grief of his mother. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness, moral and spiritual rectitude in every area and relation delivers from death. The Lord will not allow the uncompromisingly righteous to famish, but he thwarts the desire of the wicked. He becomes poor who works with a slack and idle hand, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. He who gathers in summer is a wise son, but he who sleeps in harvest is a son who causes shame. Blessings are upon the head of the uncompromisingly righteous, the upright and right standing with God, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. The memory of the uncompromisingly righteous is a blessing, but the name of the wicked shall rot. The wise in heart will accept and obey commandments, but the foolish of lips will fall headlong. He who walks uprightly walks securely, but he who takes a crooked way shall be found out and punished. He who winks with the eye, craftily and with malice, causes sorrow. The foolish of lips will fall headlong, but he who boldly reproves makes peace. The mouth of the uncompromisingly righteous man is a well of life, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. Hatred stirs up contentions, but love covers all transgressions. On the lips of him who has discernment, skillful and godly wisdom is found, but discipline and the rod are for the back of him who is without sense and understanding. Wise men store up knowledge in mind and heart, but the mouth of the foolish is a present destruction. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The poverty of the poor is their ruin. The earnings of the righteous, the upright, and right standing with God lead to life, but the profit of the wicked leads to further sin. He who heeds instruction and correction is not only himself in the way of life, but also is a way of life for others. And he who neglects or refuses reproof not only himself goes astray, but also causes to err and is a path towards ruin for others. He who hides hatred is of lying lips, and he who utters slander is a self-confident fool. In a multitude of words, transgression is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is prudent. The tongues of those who are upright and in right standing with God are as choice silver. The minds of those who are wicked and out of harmony with God are of little value. The lips of the uncompromisingly righteous feed and guide many, but fools die for want of understanding and heart. The blessing of the Lord, it makes truly rich, and he adds no sorrow with it, neither does toiling increase it. It is as sport to a self-confident fool to do wickedness, but to have skillful and godly wisdom is pleasure and relaxation to a man of understanding. The thing a wicked man fears shall come upon him, but the desire of the uncompromisingly righteous shall be granted. When the whirlwind passes, the wicked are no more, but the uncompromisingly righteous have an everlasting foundation. As vinegar to the teeth and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to those who employ and send him. The reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord prolongs one's days, but the years of the wicked shall be made short. The hope of the uncompromisingly righteous, the upright and right standing with God, is gladness, but the expectation of the wicked, those who are out of harmony with God, comes to nothing. The way of the Lord is strength and a stronghold to the upright, but it is desolation to the workers of iniquity. The consistently righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. The mouths of the righteous, those harmonious with God, bring forth skillfully and godly wisdom, but the perverse tongue shall be cut down like a barren and rotten tree. The lips of the uncompromisingly righteous know and therefore utter what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked knows and therefore speaks only what is obstinately willful and contrary.